Addiction does not know social or economic boundaries, and many people turn to alcohol or drugs for numerous reasons. Lucas Donaldson started using drugs as a teenager, and fast forward, his addiction landed him behind bars. He eventually landed at Boise State University, in fact, just recently got his master's degree in the spring. He also helped co-found the group Sober, students and other Broncos enjoying recovery. The purpose of this group is to have peer support for students who are affected by alcohol as well as other drugs, and by helping them to find an environment that supports that recovery. Joining me live in studio today to talk about this is Lucas Donaldson and Sober's current president, Shauna Forsman. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucas, I'd like to start with you. If you could talk to me just a little bit about your earlier experiences and what led you to addiction.
Wow. Okay. That's a big question.
I know it's a big question. Yeah. Not a lot of time. But
addiction is a deep-rooted problem. I think it comes from fear, mostly, like emotional instability. Some point along the line, we crossed that line into the physical addiction part. I think for me, as a young teenager, full of fear, full of insecurity, drinking and using other drugs was a way to, a social lubricant that kind of quelled those fears and made me feel more at ease around my peers. And, you know, I became good at that.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I crossed that line into addiction, though, and it's that solution that worked earlier becomes a nightmare, and it takes over your life, and every, you know, decision you make and all the people that love you start to get hurt. I'm hurting myself. Mm-hmm. And that's where the consequences start to build up.
And in fact, for you, I mean, it came down to the point of you going to jail.
Absolutely. I went to jail a few times. I think when I was on probation, my parole officer said I had 16 adult arrests, and I don't have much recollection of each one of those, but I had been to jail a few times, absolutely.
So then how do you get from there to Boise State University, but not just to Boise State University, to a master's degree?
Oh, right.
Right? I mean, because these are not the stories we normally hear.
Sure.
When we have a story of addiction and someone going to jail, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And education was an integral part of my recovery. And I think as a child, it was part of my fear, too, being a good student, you know. And so I was afraid of not being a good student. And so a lot of times I didn't try. When I did start to get recovery, I started to discover that I was a good student. And so it became, you know, part of that whole picture. But as far as recovery itself, I relied on the 12-step programs mm-hmm. that are offered. You know, they've been around since the 30s.
And so while you're there, you co-found the group Sober.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to bring, Shauna, you into the conversation as well, because you're now the current president of Sober. But how did this happen? Was there not a group like this on campus?
No, there wasn't. And in fact, I can't see it happening any other way than a higher power at work. You know, when I was released from incarceration, I knew what I needed to do. I knew I needed to get a sponsor, a home group, service position, the things that they teach us how to do in 12-step programs. And so I hit the ground running and got a sponsor right off the bat. Was at a 12-step meeting. My sponsor said, "You need to meet this guy," you know, who was in the same meeting across the way from me, who was a current graduate student. And I had been trying to, or began the application process to be a graduate student. And he had been in trouble for his active addiction. He had some legal troubles that he was dealing with. And part of that meant that he had to be on some level of supervision with mm-hmm. the university. And so he would check in with the dean of students on a regular basis. And they had asked him, or he had asked them, if there was any kind of a student support group on campus for addiction. And they said, "No, but that's a great idea. So why don't you get that going?"
And you said, "Okay."
I said, "Yeah." So he presented me this idea. You know, I've been thinking about this. So here, you want to do this? And I said, "Absolutely." And that's where it started.
And Shauna, is this something that is needed? And what I mean by that is you must feel alone sometimes and thinking that no one else is dealing with something like this. And all of a sudden, there is not just a support group, but people that are like you.
Yeah, I think finding like-minded people that have the same goals, the same challenges, and want different outcomes based mm-hmm. upon their choices, especially in a collegiate environment, it is very rigorous. And if any of us have gone to school out there that are listening, we know that it's challenging at best, even if you aren't facing addiction. But if you are, that's always on your shoulder. That's always in the back of your mind. And having people that are like-minded is essential. It's not optional. You need your support.
And is it something at a college level, too, where maybe the average person wouldn't necessarily think that someone who's going to college, you know, taking a full load, that typical college student also dealing with an addiction? You would think if you've been this successful to get to college,
yeah,
how could you have something like this in your life as well?
Right. And I mentioned all those underlying root causes of what addiction is, and it's hard to know what someone's backstory is. You know, like what did they grow up like? What are their insecurities? And usually, college students haven't had the consequences build up yet,
mm-hmm.
and the recovery really starts to work when the consequences have become too great to bear. You know, and when you're young and they haven't had a chance to stack up and you haven't had that amount of pain yet, it's hard to come to that turning point in your life where it's like, okay, I'm going to turn this over and I'm going to start to take direction from people who have done it before me. Tend to think that you have all the answers when you're young.
I know, don't we? and so with the sober group on at Boise State, Shauna, you know, how does it work for students? I mean, is it, you know, just do they come to a meeting? It has to be more than that, though, I would think, to really be able to make a change.
Sober at Boise State is a club. There's over 200 clubs at the university. Mm-hmm. And we are listed in OrgSync at a student leadership website. And people just go there and they look at the clubs and they send us a request. And then, in fact, I just approved one before I came in today, a young lady that is in a grad program, and she's new here, and she just needs support. We also have a Facebook page, and parents send messages, students send messages, random people send messages. What do I do for my loved one? I've had a lot of questions about housing, a lot of questions about what's the recovery like in Boise, Idaho? Just plain and simple. What do you have for resources? Is this a safe place for my student if they transfer from this college to Boise State? And those kinds of questions, frankly, are quite alarming because that means that, you know, there's not just the student that is looking for support, but the family members that are trying to help them better themselves through education are also on the hunt. What's out there? What do we have in the Treasure Valley to support people? So...
And is this a growing group? I mean, are we seeing more people needing this group?
This is a slippery slope. This is where shame and guilt and stigma comes in. And I feel like there's a lot of people that you always know somebody in high school and college that can't handle it at a party, you know, or somebody that just there's never enough. Not mm-hmm. one's too much, but, you know, a thousand's not enough.
Right.
Yeah. And so as using as a kind of a rite of passage in our society, you know, drinking with your buddies mm-hmm. and going to college and partying.
Your 21st birthday.
That's right. You know, where do you have that conversation? And I think, you know, just having people know that we're there by doing awareness activities, being present in the quad, just wearing our shirts, saying, hey, you know, you don't have to be, you're not alone. And we recover together. We don't recover by ourselves. Nobody does. And I know that there's a lot of fragmentation, you know, on the university. There's things at the counseling center, but we are really lucky because we have an addiction studies program at the university that is not at every university.
Mm-hmm.
And the support of those professors and those professionals is very important to furthering this message to the student body and to their peers.
And I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. Just getting the word out can make a huge difference. So my guest today, Lucas Donaldson, a co-founder of Boise State Students and other Broncos enjoying recovery or sober, and Shauna Forsman, she is the Sober's current president. We will find a way to link to your website so that people can find you as well.